live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Eugene Fisher, who's in Vermontville and looking forward to the upcoming Vermontville Syrup Festival. Is this your thing, Eugene? Are you the organizer?
Well, I'm the president.
That means you're the organizer. That means it's all on you.
No, we have a lot of volunteers that do a fabulous job, and everybody works pretty good. And this is our 71st year. We're the original Granddaddy Maple Syrup Festival in Michigan.
Well,
and we're going to start right in on Friday night at 6 o'clock with the official opening, and we're going to have pancakes and maple syrup Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're going to start right in with a talent show, and the talent show is all free. We got a stage right downtown with a big grandstand, and then we're going to have fireworks for the rest of the evening.
Well, it sounds like an amazing kickoff. Let's get right into it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Then on we're going to have arts and crafts, very large one in Michigan, and a flea market, petting zoo. The Maple Manor will be open all day to explain the process of making maple syrup, and we'll have we have 12 producers that belong to the corporation that'll be in town selling not only maple syrup but cotton candy and popcorn and pop and anything to do with making maple syrup. And we have all kinds of foods in town. We have barbecued chicken from the Methodist Church and the Lions Club. We have beef dinners from the Congregational Church. And we have a hog roast downtown. So anything that a person would like to get to eat, we sure are going to have it in Vermontville.
We also have
Mid-America Rides come in, who has 3 specials during the weekend. 6 hours of entertainment on all the rides. And it costs $16, so it's a fabulous price and a fabulous time, and they do an outstanding job with all their rides.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the price just for that, because you mentioned in an article that I read about the Vermontville Syrup Festival that you can bring your whole family and not spend one penny if you don't want to.
That's absolutely right, because, like I said, our flea market is free, and, of course, the arts and crafts, we have a museum. We have the petting zoo. We have the Maple Manor you can go through, and various things in town. And even on Sunday, we have all kinds of events, starting with the arm wrestling and egg throwing, pancake derbies, and tractor pull, and various games to keep everybody entertained from the person that's about a year old up to 101.
Up to 101. What's your specialty? Are you the arm wrestler or what?
I just walk around and just marvel at how everything comes together and how the community works together, because everybody has done it so many years and been involved in it that it's just a sweet thing come together where you can see families come and enjoy themselves and really enjoy, you know, being in a small town. Because in Vermontville, at the Syrup Festival, everything's right downtown. It's within 3 stone throws of everything, from the arts and crafts to the flea market to the rides, everything. So it isn't like you got to walk, you know, 3 blocks to go to something. Well, it's right all together.
What is the population of Vermontville when it's
there
not?
Over 700, counting the cats and the dogs.
And when it's Maple Syrup Festival time, that balloons to about what?
Well, we'll have, if it's a good weekend, we'll have 30,000 in here easy.
Now, you mentioned in an article that I read that you travel around the country, and if you're out and about, and nearly every time you say you're from Vermontville, they say, oh, you've got the Syrup Festival. So this
yes,
is known.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. My wife and I have even been in other states, believe it or not, and we've gone to New Orleans one time and person, we got talking, they said, where are you from? We said, Vermontville. And they said, oh, you're known for your maple syrup. And I said, yeah. And you know what you're known for, too.
Careful there, Eugene. Careful there. What is it about the Vermontville area that makes it just right for maple syrup?
Well, we have a lot of maple trees.
Well, that's a good start.
Yes,
the weather is helpful.
A great start. And they started tapping in February and went until about the middle or towards the last of March. And it was a very good year, and there was a very good quality this year of the maple syrup. And the weather worked out pretty good because it has to be warm in the daytime and freeze at night. And the sap runs wasn't as big as they usually are because sometimes, you know, you can go out and get a whole pail of sap in a couple of days. But the wind was so cold, even if it was warm, the sap did not run that great, so you had to work a lot harder for your syrup. But everybody came out well ahead of what they had last year, because last year wasn't that great a year, and this year was a pretty good year.
Well, and the community loves this event as well. The community just loves to welcome folks in, don't they?
Oh, my God, that's what I say. It's just a small-town atmosphere where everybody's friendly it's hard to imagine. You got to be here to feel it.
Well, and it sounds like it's going to be something that we won't want to miss. It starts tomorrow, as you said. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, which would be Friday, of course, and then goes through Sunday afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's your favorite part of the Maple Syrup Festival?
Sunday when it's over with. No, jokingly. No, I'm an odd boy. I enjoy everything, and I love people. So, you talk to hundreds of people if you want to, and that's what's so great about it. Because, I like to talk to people, and I like to find out where they're from and some of their things they'd like to see or they don't like to see. And we're always looking for something that we can add to the program. As an example, a few years ago, one of the ladies come up with an idea of a Little Miss pageant program. So we have 12 girls that compete that do a professional job of singing and dancing and a whole ball of works with clothes. They really put on a heck of a program, and that'll be on Saturday night in our famous opera house, which we're very proud of at Vermontville. And they do a heck of a job, and then one of them is crowned Little Miss Princess.
Well, I'm telling you, it sounds like this festival has a little bit of everything, and I think probably its biggest attraction would be you, Eugene. You sound like...
Oh, I don't know about that, but... and like I said, we have two grand parades. We have the children's parade at 11 and the grand parade at 2 o'clock.
Well, we have...
And like I said, we have very professional entertainment on our stage, and it makes it nice because people can... there's a lot of a seating area where they can sit down and, you know, watch the various shows because we have a variety of shows and walk around and just get that small town atmosphere.
Well, you are the best advertisement for the Vermontville Syrup Festival, and we'll encourage people to go on out there tomorrow night and throughout the weekend. Thank you so much, Eugene.
Let me ask you this then. If I've done such a good sales job, am I going to see you here?
You know what? I would love to be there more than anything. Unfortunately, I'm heading out of town for a family funeral, but I will come to Vermontville to meet you sometime anyway, and I'll be there next year.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eugene. We'll talk with you again.
So have a good evening.
You too. Eugene Fisher, president of the Vermontville Syrup Festival. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.